I was upstairs, my mum was sitting where on the sofa just by the window watching telly. The next thing, there was this god-awful noise. The whole house shook, and all I could hear was my mum screaming. So when I run down the stairs into the lounge, my mum was on the living room floor, covered in glass, just screaming. But at that point, I really didn't quite know what had happened. It was shocking. So I picked her up and sat her in the chair, got most of the glass off of her. At this point, there was loads of people knocking at the door. So I opened the front door just to find loads of people there that I didn't know, asking if we was okay and was my mum okay. And I didn't really know what had happened. I stepped out of the front door to find a massive, great big truck had come through the garden wall, took out the lamppost, and basically just hit the front of the house. The driver was still in the truck. It was just bedlam. There was just a lot going on at that particular point. It's just to try and get your head around it. It was hard. I think he was here for a little while, but a little while later he left. I don't know what or why or where he went, I'm not sure. Obviously the police were called. And it was, as I said, it was just bedlam. No one actually, an ambulance didn't turn up. It should have, but it didn't. I don't even know what else to say. I mean, I know he was breathalyzed and he was fine. He hadn't been drinking. But I don't understand or know how or why it happened.
When it did happen, you say that he was there for a bit. Did he speak with you, or didn't say anything to you?
No, he never said anything to us. I don't know how long after the accident, like after this incident, his dad did come in to the property and speak to my mum. Bit odd, but he did. I think he just wanted to find out how she was, because I am kind of sure the people that were outside prior to me opening the door heard her screaming, because obviously the window was all smashed. But apart from that, we've actually heard nothing from him, nothing at all. Yeah. Not an apology, an explanation, anything. You can appreciate we ain't sleeping, and it's that constant fear, is it going to happen again? I really do need the council to come and revisit this junction. And maybe put something in place, like maybe reduce speed limit, you know, 20 mile an hour limit, or speed bumps. You know, my parents have lived here for over 57 years. And as you can appreciate, there's been a lot of accidents on this junction over those years. So yeah, we've seen quite a bit, and we've had motorbikes, we've had bodies in the front garden. I think at one point, next door neighbour's car was pushed into the front garden from somebody hitting it. Nothing has ever hit the house. The biggest and the most worrying thing about it was the bus stop is literally outside our house. And if anybody had been stood there, he would have killed them.